This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. How long is your pastor's sermon? A recent Lifeway research study interviewed both pastors and churchgoers about how long the average sermon lasts. And it turns out, the numbers both parties estimated does not match. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
A new study by Lifeway Research found that most pastors believe their sermons are shorter than their churchgoers do. The study found that 31% of Protestant pastors say their sermons are typically less than 20 minutes long, but only 14% of churchgoers agreed. By contrast, 32% of churchgoers estimate the sermons lasted more than 45 minutes. By contrast, 32% of churchgoers estimate the sermons lasted more than 40 minutes, but only 14% of pastors say they preach that long. But the majority of sermons fit in the 20 to 40 minutes territory, and both sides agree on that. So what accounts for the difference? Well, Scott McConnell, the executive director of Lifeway Research, said that churchgoers report sermons over 40 minutes in both small and large churches, but that could be related to different definitions of what elements of the church service are included in the sermon. For example, pastors may give announcements, do a scripture reading, and conduct an altar call surrounding the sermon, which may lead to congregants feeling as if the message itself is longer. The demographics of the survey found some interesting distinctions. Apparently, pastors with a master's or doctoral degree are more likely to deliver a shorter sermon than pastors with no degree or just a bachelor's. Likewise, African-American pastors and those of other ethnicities are reportedly more likely than white pastors to give sermons that are more than 40 minutes long. There's also gaps when it comes to denominations. While 86% of Lutheran pastors were likely to say that their sermons were less than 20 minutes long, that only applied to 3% of Pentecostal pastors. Smaller churches were also more likely to feature shorter sermons. McConnell summed it up in a statement, saying, "Pastors have a wide range of styles when it comes to sermon length. However, the clear differences by denomination and church size indicate many churches themselves have different traditions when it comes to the length of sermons." So what about your church? Let us know how long your pastor's sermons are through our social media platforms. We're on Facebook at Charisma Podcast Network or at CPN Shows on both Twitter and Instagram. And if you like the show, rate and review it on iTunes. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.